Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I think he thought he had more time than he did.
Ike?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, he'll get here.
No, he's fine. He's right there.
Get here when he gets here. Maybe I'll call Broads.
No.
Maybe Broads is interested.
Yeah, he's got the hot seat.
Yeah. The joining us now, as he does every Wednesday at 4 o'clock, is Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the best football show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Hey, Baldy, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, Spike? I'm doing good, buddy. Good to be with you guys.
So, just got announced, the Eagles traded for Michael Carter II, who is a slot corner with the Jets. What do you know? I know, just putting you on the spot, but we haven't watched very much of him at all. Do you know anything about Michael Carter? Can he play the outside? We're trying to figure out the fit with the Eagles right now.
No, I've never seen him play outside. He's been a slot corner the whole time he's been there. Joe Douglas drafted him when he was the GM of the Jets. He's been their slot corner. They got injured this year, and I don't know if he lost his job, but they traded for this kid, Jarvis Brownlee, and he's been playing really good, so maybe he was expendable. But he's been a pretty good player. I mean, he was one of the starting corners for the last 2 years. But I've never seen him play outside, Spike. He's not a big guy. I've seen him just play on the in the slot corner position.
It makes you wonder, because obviously DeGene has been that spot for the Eagles. It makes you wonder if they're considering, they've had so much trouble with that CB2 spot between Ringo and Jackson and Ja'Quarian Bennett being injured. I wonder if they would consider moving Cooper to the outside for this year with this trade, because this doesn't seem to address exactly what their deficiency is out there.
Well, I heard Vince, talking to me, I'm sure you did too, but Vic was saying that, Cooper is so good inside, and, he's dealing with tight ends. He's so physical. Like, guys can't get off the line of scrimmage on him. I'm just thinking, what he did to Travis Kelce in the Super Bowl, the whole thing. But when it's a two-receiver set, he plays outside opposite Quinyon. So he's played a lot outside, depending on the formation this year. But I know, Vicky's just come out and said he prefers that, but maybe that's what their solution is to play. Because I know he can play outside, and I know Vic knows he can. But if they can't figure out what you just, described as a CB2, putting Michael Carter, in the slot and playing Cooper outside is a remedy, but it is a remedy to the situation.
I was also thinking, Baldy, is there something going on with one of the other corners? Like, meaning that do we have an injury somewhere that they felt they needed depth with the guy?
Yeah, no, it could be a depth concern, too. There's no question. I mean, I'd say this. I just looking around the league.
Yeah,
we have a bad shortage of corners in this league. And if you just go and watch the Cowboys play Denver last week, they just abused a rookie corner. You see that kid Corey Black come in last week, like he was a practice squad kid for the Giants. I mean, they abused him as soon as he got out there on the field. And that's kind of around the league right now. And the Eagles aren't really a lot different than some of these other teams when it comes to just good cornerback play or any depth at that position. Nobody seems to have it, and very few teams have three really good starting corners like Denver does, like New England does, like some of these other teams in the league.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how they use him.
See what they do,
And they, you know, you make the trade now. The Eagles are lucky to have the bye week where they have it to give them a chance to think about how they're going to do it and try to work it in next week.
I also got some pretty good offenses they're about to play.
Yes.
When they come back from the bye week.
Yeah, for sure. Baldy, we saw by far the most successful game of offense to our eyes, to from a points perspective, from a yards perspective on Sunday against the Giants. To you, the thing that led to the success, was it just a better performance of everybody doing the jobs that they're doing, or is it was it an evolution of a from a scheme standpoint of what they were able to do to accomplish that?
A couple things, Spike. One, Brett Toth played great at center. I mean, he was really good. They added some new run plays, a lot of pin and pulls, where, you know, you saw Lane getting out there on the perimeter, you saw Mulata, you saw Toth get out on the perimeter quite a bit, and some of those gut plays that they ran. So that was something that they've been holding on to, and they're just waiting for the right guy that could be the pin guy so you can get outside. So they got that done. The play that Saquon scored on was probably the best block play of the year. Devontae Smith had a good block on the corner as well. So that was a perfectly blocked play, and they hadn't had a lot of runways like that for Saquon. And then the play-action pass continues to evolve. And so, you know, they got some deep shots down there. They went after the kid I'm talking about, Corey Black, like they should. And so I feel like the offense is really evolving right now with the play-action pass, with some of the runs that they added this week, and then just the way that they played on the interior of an offensive line. You know, Lane plays great every week. Nobody beats him. That's Brian Burns out there. Like, his feet are stopping against him. He's got him so wrapped up. Mulata's pretty much the same way. So I thought it was a really good week for the tight ends in the line. And then, obviously, Bigsby had a big day, too, because of how they blocked up front on the runs.
They've done this thing over the last couple of weeks where instead of, you know, that extra tight end, that they're doing a jumbo package where they throw Fred Johnson out there.
Yeah.
I know the Bills do that some. How popular is that around the league? Because it does seem like the Eagles have had a lot of success with it.
Well, it's interesting you asked that question, Spike, because honestly, the really good teams in this league are running the ball more than they're throwing it, and they're using extra tackles at tight end. I saw the Chiefs on one play last week had four tackles on the field. Like, they're just like, they're not even trying to hide anything. We're going to run the ball, and this is how we're going to do it. But we're seeing extra tackles at tight end, but we're also seeing like really good tight ends. You watch what James Cook did in Buffalo last week. I mean, this Jackson Hawes they drafted in the third round is a really good blocking tight end. The most of the teams that are running the ball well right now are playing either two or three tight ends or two tight ends and a fullback, or an extra tackle and two tight ends. You're seeing less and less three and four wide receiver sets in this league amongst the really good offenses right now. And I'm including the Indianapolis Colts and all of that right now, because their tight ends block is as good as anybody in this league.
You think that, Baldy, is that because the defenses have sort of, they are playing much better, they're figuring something out, or is the quarterback playing at a high level as most people would think? Because this is supposed to be a passing league, according to a lot of the experts. But you see the trend that everybody's going towards playing more of this sort of what the Eagles did last year, now what you see the Colts doing this year.
Well, what the tight ends do, like, and you know this being a linebacker, is, you know, it forces the defense to defend another gap.
Okay.
So if you come out and you're in four wide receivers, you're basically defending three gaps. To each side, mm-hmm. A, B, C. I mean, every defense is a gap defense.
Yep.
So it's just how you're going to fill it, right? So if you have two tight ends, a YY set, right, or you have that extra tackle that you're talking about, Spike, and then a tight end, you've got to defend another gap. And so these teams want to play, two safeties deep to prevent the deep passes. So teams are like, all right, you want to play your safeties back, and now we're going to add an extra gap for you to defend. You've got to choose. Are you dropping that safety down right now? I mean, I'm not trying to get too technical with these X's and O's. But like, it's forcing defenses, all right, if you want to stay too high and play a shell defense, like they say the Cowboys did week one against the Eagles to prevent the big throws, then we're going to run the ball down your throats. And we're going to, force you to drop a safety down or play bigger linebackers the way Kansas City does.
Mm-hmm. I do think we are, I want to know your thoughts on this. You mentioned the under center play action. Something else we saw was a successful screen pass, and it might not sound like much, but it's not something they've done very well. And it does seem like maybe it's the comfort with Jalen and Kevin Petullo. Maybe it's, you know, the offense stalling for 4 or 5 weeks, but it does seem like Jalen specifically is evolving into things that he either wasn't comfortable previously, or wasn't that good at previously. It does feel like he is evolving in a positive way in sort of aspects of the game that he didn't thrive in before.
That might be true. I don't know if Jalen likes or doesn't like the screen game, but I mean, if you're playing the Giants and you got Brian Burns, who leads the league in sacks, and you've got this Abdul Carter, who's a pass rush, he is a good pass rusher. I mean, screen is always the way to slow down the pass rush. And so they ran, you know, they got a good screen the other day. Like I said, Totes played really, really good.
Yeah.
Really good on the perimeter. You know, and Lane can run with the best of them. So can Melata. So you get these guys out there and start picking guys off. I mean, if you get the right look and these guys are really screaming after the quarterback, I mean, it's the greatest counterpunch in this game to this day. I mean, nobody runs better screens than Andy in Kansas City. It's always been a part of what they do. They're still doing it with a variety of ways. But the screen game it should be a part of everybody's offense, and it's just a question of pulling it out at the right time.
So we got pressure on the defense.
Man, I can't let that one.
Oh, you run out of
there. Yeah, that was a big one.
Yeah,
slow down.
Pulling out of the right time. Yeah, you made everybody laugh there.
Ooh, Bob. Boy.
Sorry.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah. No, don't worry about it. So we ended up, I think, with 5 sacks on Sunday, and it seems like they equaled their season total in one game. Now, was that is that something we look at the defensive line, and it wasn't with blitzes or anything, is that something where we can be optimistic with the evolution of what's happening on the defensive line, or is that, hey, they played a team that's just not very good and they had a good day?
They lost Gadabu, and they kind of lost the running game a little bit. And then they fell behind. They had to throw it probably a lot more than they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
The quarterback is going to hold the ball, trying to make the play. So, I mean, but Jalen Carter, you know, has woken up. He's a factor right now. I talked to him before the game. His agent was there. So, I mean, he's coming around. And I just think that, you know, I saw Nolan Smith, working out before the game. Like, he's going to be in the pads. He's going to be playing real soon. And obviously, BG is up. Like, I think it's gonna come around. You get your twist stunts going, and you get the right situations, third and long, second and long. I mean, where you can really pin your ears back and get after guys. And you're going up against a rookie quarterback. You're gonna like even the kid up in New England right now, Drake May, who leads the league in passing right now. He's taking a lot of sacks, and he took 5 from Myles Garrett last week alone. So some of these guys, they're looking for the big play, they're looking for the right look, and they're holding the ball probably longer than they should. And you're gonna put them on the ground eventually.
Well, it seems like, we hit the bye. Eagles are 6-2, and it seems like they're getting better and things are coming together at the right time. And no one has really separated themselves in the NFC. So, there's some good teams. Detroit's a good team. Green Bay's a good team. But we feel like the Eagles are right there with them. So it feels like everything's going in the right direction at the right time.
Well, they're going to be up in Green Bay on a Monday night pretty soon. And that's they're going to learn an awful lot about both teams, and they'll see Detroit. And so, you need these matches during the season to sharpen yourself.
Yep.
To find out where you're at. You know, I mean, you can beat up on the Giants and revenge game and all that stuff. That's great. But, if you're looking at the playoff picture, you're going to see 2 playoff teams, in a couple of weeks here that will kind of let you know exactly where we're at.
All right. No.
I'm excited for them, Baldy. I'm excited for those 2 games right there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. No, it's going to be good football, good quarterback play, and really good coaching up in Green Bay and Detroit.
Yep.
And so, Nick can measure himself and Petullo and Vic against some really good coaches right now.
Yep.
All right, Baldy, thank you as always. We'll talk to you same time, same place next week.
Appreciate it, brother.
You got it, guys. Yep.
There he is, Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I would never overlook the Green Bay Packers. That's going to be a huge game on Monday night. Could be for battle of supremacy in the NFC.
But
that damn Detroit game.
Yeah.
That Detroit game at home Sunday night. And primarily because, listen, Detroit did a lot of talking in the offseason about, you know, that should have been them in the NFC Championship game against the Eagles, and things would have been different had we played. Remember, they lobbied to have us on opening night. Like,
they wanted
to come here.
They're on a
and
mission.
Play on opening night to show us that they were better than us. So that's going to be, we got to get through Green Bay first, and that won't be easy.
No.
Going to Green Bay, that will not be easy. And it's a short week.
Short week.
Yes.
Monday night to Sunday night.
Yeah, that won't be easy.
Detroit's a big game. Green Bay's a big game. And Dallas is a big game.
And Dallas, yeah.
So, you know, one thing Baldy said there, and I don't think, like, if you watch this team every single week for the last several years, I really don't think you can gloss over successful screen passes. I agree with Baldy.
Oh, no, I agree.
Yeah, I agree with Baldy.
Take those for granted.
Yeah, it should be a staple in any, you know, sort of offense to offset the pass rush.
Yeah.
And we all saw it with the Andy teams
Andy,
here.
Andy does, yeah.
You know, but with Brian Westbrook, it was such a huge part. And Donovan's been calling for it week after week. They know, Kevin Petullo knows, and this is why I want to give Jalen credit for it, because I'm not trying to dismiss him by saying he wasn't good at screen passes, but
he wasn't.
You know? And a lot of times they would be complete, but because he didn't put it in the right spot at the right time.
It doesn't hit correctly.
It didn't hit.
It never seemed to time up right.
And if it's hitting, like these are the things, the things that when we have this insatiable elite discussion over and over and over again, and I talk about the difference, the things that I want to see him grow in, the under center play action for a power running team is huge.
Gotta have it.
Him being able to throw screen passes for a guy that caught 70 passes or 60 passes one year, Saquon Barkley, that is huge.
Yeah, what do you think those passes were?
Yes.
Yeah, I guarantee you 40 of them were screens.
And I do wonder in an effort to give Nick Sirianni credit and Kevin Petullo credit is to get him to do something that he hasn't been good at previously and he hasn't been comfortable with, to have somebody in there as offensive coordinator that is familiar with Jalen, that knows Jalen's, you know, because Kellen Moore came in here, he can watch all the tape he wants, but
it was his first year.
He doesn't know really what the guy's tendencies are till he sees him.
Yep.
Petullo knows it well.
Yep.
And maybe this has been, for as many people, you know, Mike Mayock will say, I told you so, and Donovan will say, I told you so, but the process of getting Jalen from point A to point B on these things is not overnight. And maybe it took the failures of the offense of the first 5 weeks of the season to get him to see just try it, you know?
Well, no, I think that's fair. Jalen isn't necessarily quick to change, as a lot of athletes who've had success are at times. They resist change. They like to stay in their sort of comfort zone and perfect that. But when you're trying to enhance your game and he's speaking with the likes of Tom Brady, Peyton Manning on a regular basis, well, these are things that they did. Tom Brady was an ever-evolving quarterback. It's what he was. What Tom Brady was in his first 5 years, he was way better as he continued to play. Right? He went from being this sort of game manager, you know, just make the plays when needed to be made, and he had a running game and defense, to being the focal point of the offense. Running the offense at the line of scrimmage. Like, that's what Brady sort of evolved into. So with Jalen, you know, I think, listen, there's going to be times where things click immediately, or they click faster than others. And then there's times where it just takes a little time for it all to click and start to work together. And it's one thing for us to not have patience.
Yes. You know,
we're fans. We're on the outside. That's why it's so important for on the inside, everyone has patience. As long as you're working towards it, then you got to believe that eventually it's going to click. It's going to click. Don't deviate from the plan. Stick to it. And eventually, this is what we're going to get.
Well, we want to have this. I promise, not age related. We want to have the most talent we can. But the more weapons, the more things that Jalen Hurts is good at, the more you're able to hedge the ability. You're not always going to have the best skill players everywhere.
No doubt.
That's how the great quarterbacks are able to use everybody.
Mahomes had to learn how to play without Tyreek Hill.
Right.
When you got Tyreek Hill, everything's open for you downfield because you got eight people chasing Tyreek Hill as a decoy, right? And so it leaves everything open for everyone else. But when you remove Tyreek Hill, now Patrick Mahomes has to be a little more patient. Mm-hmm. You got to settle for things underneath. Your offense may not be as explosive. You got to become a little more game manager-ish and just matriculating the ball down the field. When Tyreek Hill was there, he could take a 10-yard route and go 70 yards with it with no problem.
Yeah. And it's easier.
It's easier then. But to your point is that you lose those weapons at some point. Every quarterback does. And you as a quarterback, the more you have the versatility of playing in an offense and doing different things, under center, shotgun, pistol.
Have more
screens,
in your bag.
Yes. It's going to allow you to have that sustained success.
Yes, and it'll allow the coordinator to do it makes their job easier.
You know who else has become a great, I won't say great, but a much better passer than he was earlier? Dak.
Oh, yeah.
I view Dak as a game manager the first 3 or 4 years of his career.
And now he's slinging it all over.
Man. Yep. Is he married?
Well,
what? He's married.
Baldy.
Dak or,
Yeah, Baldy didn't.
Oh my God.
He was too locked in on football.
Yeah.
Because if we get him another time, you know he's like, oops, you know.
He still didn't know when we broke character and he's still like, what happened?
Well, and I'll power through those. But when you're going to give me the opening.
Yeah, I couldn't. That was when I couldn't let go. That was, I looked straight at Fritz like, he did it again.
By the way, I have Jalen 8.
Oh, that's your quarterback list.
Yeah.
Is that higher or lower?
So today,
I had him 8, I think, before the season.
Oh, okay.
So today is an intervention day for Jack, as I realize that Jack is legitimately cheering against the Eagles and Jalen because of this whole Jalen thing. And I'm trying to get the people who are big Jalen people to sort of agree to meet Jack in the middle so we can have the third host on our show of the three, be in on the Eagles.
Right.
So this is an intervention day. It has not been that successful. If you're willing to give him a soft landing, 215-592-9494. But about an hour ago, I think it was about an hour ago, Ike asked where Jack has Jalen on his list.
Yeah.
So the four at the top.
So this is the quarterbacks I believe in more than Jalen. That is how I do quarterback list.
See, even the way you phrased it.
Yes.
Because Daniel Jones is playing better this year, but I don't believe in Daniel Jones more than Jalen.
Okay. All right.
Is that fair?
Oh, I see what you're doing because Daniel Jones has been one of the.
He's an MVP candidate. I would not take him over Jalen.
Okay.
Okay. So here's how I have it.
Okay.
Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, Burrow.
Okay.
Don't care.
Okay.
Herbert.
Oh, you're still there, huh?
Stafford.
Okay.
Jaden Daniels, Drake May. And then I have Jalen.
Oh, we got a new one in the bunch.
Drake, man.
Yeah, my boy Drake.
Ain't even close.
Hold on. OVO.
So here's the quarterbacks. The quarterbacks I leave out that I believe in Jalen more than.
Yeah.
I believe in him more than Goff. I believe in him more than Stroud, more than Dak, more than Baker, more than Love, more than Daniel Jones, more than Darnold, more than Knicks.
Well, I think
what's
that's
the issue
fair.
With everyone?
Well, is that you have Baker behind him.
I'm not sold on Baker.
That's a problem with your
list. Well, you're Justin Herbert. Like,
dude, Herbie?
Give it up.
No.
And Jaden Daniels.
37 points the other night.
I'd take Baker over Jaden Daniels.
That's a debatable one. It's debatable. How about that for a list? Is everyone happy?
Well, I think that's a fair list.
Thank you.
It's not a ridiculous list.
Thanks. No, I have him 7.
Although Drake May in there.
Dude.
You did that because you know I like Drake May too. Yeah.
And New England would laugh at you if he called. But
yes, they would.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they like Drake May.
I mean, they would probably laugh at almost everybody.
It is pretty. It's pretty crazy. It's like the amount of sacks he's taking.
Yes,
Drake May.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But he's had the best deep ball in the league according to the stats.
League.
And look who he's throwing to.
Yes. Well, listen, he's gonna have
Stephon
a new receiver.
Diggs is good.
Well, he brought Stephon Diggs back to life.
Yes, well, that's true.
He brought him back to life.
Might have a new receiver on Tuesday.
Oh, stop. And they didn't get Mechie?
No, they didn't get Mechie.
Yeah, they didn't get Mechie. If you didn't hear, the Eagles traded John Mechie to the Jets. John Mechie and a sixth for Michael Carter and a seventh. Is that what it is? Michael
yes.
Carter is a slot corner.
What did we give up for Mechie?
Ooh, I don't remember.
They gave up a player, right?
Oh, that was they gave up the defensive lineman who wasn't going to play here.
Oh, Trevor Booker.
Oh, we sent him there?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, they're using him though in Houston, aren't they?
He was a pretty good player here.
Houston's defense is pretty good.
We love trading with the Texans. You know, CJ GJ, congratulations, signed by the Bears.
That? With the Bears,
I guess finally when he put his charity out there, everyone's like,
he was working hard.
He's got a repair job.
And Elliot both doing charity issues to try to soften the public blow on them. You know, they all learn from the Spike School of when people are mad at you, make sure you're doing some good.
Post a picture of you doing something good for somebody else.
Look, man, here's me and a homeless dog, you know?
I didn't even think of that.
Oh, well, I mean, you know I love animals, but it doesn't hurt. All right, 215-592-9494 as we continue our intervention with Jack. The Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings are next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I'm not happy with our coworkers. Just letting everyone know.
Well, I'm starting to feel... All right, we'll get to that in a second. Hold on. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers Minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Is it wrong to give out organic gummy bears on Halloween? The question's yes, let kids be kids, or no, it's for the better.
Yes, let kids be kids.
74.1%.
Yes,
let their parents. If their parents don't want
eating
it,
great point.
They won't eat it.
Yes,
they won't eat. That's not your job. That's their job.
Somebody asked you for apple slices and what are these gluten free gummies?
Organic.
They're organic. I don't think they're gluten free because if they're gluten free, they wouldn't have the gelatin. Am I right or no?
No, there's no.
That doesn't matter at all.
Gelatin.
That's great. Awesome. Yeah. And.
Gluten, do you know what gluten is?
Not really.
You don't even know what it is. It's like it comes from wheat.
I knew it had something to do with wheat.
Well, gelatin comes from pig hooves. So why?
Yeah, just trust him on this stuff.
No, listen, I don't want him explaining
half this stuff because I don't want him turning anybody off from actually eating real food.
No. Well, look, let's not start with the
show
the
videos. Yep. We get it.
Okay. This has been the most honest show of our history.
Yeah.
And, you know, I grew up listening to the Howard Stern Show, right?
Okay.
Love the Howard Stern Show. And part of the Howard Stern Show was all the behind the scenes stuff and the uncomfortable moments with, you know, coworkers and stuff like that. I grew up listening to that, loving that, right? So we have Broads in here. At 3:30 to do his little Flyers thing. And then we noticed that Broads did this interview with the Philadelphia Sports Journal.
Shameful.
And he said that his goal was to host Afternoon Drive at WIP. Now, we had not discussed this with Broads. I just brought it up in the middle. And it seems like, now this is a Howard Sternish moment. This is me, you know, my influence is, oh, let's bring it up to him, you know.
Hold on. Am I Robin?
Well.
Why is he Robin?
Look, he asked.
Who am I?
You're Baba Booey. Well, I mean, come on. This is what it is.
Fit.
Yeah, shout out Wolfie, who
I'm
might be listening.
I'm not wearing a dress, though. I'm
yeah,
not.
No.
And
no.
I don't really know Baba Booey.
He's the producer.
Yeah, come you got to go yeah. Baba Booey. Yeah.
Anyway.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Gary Delabate is Baba Booey. So now we do this to Broads. I just don't know I have the stomach. He really seemed like when we were, if you missed it, it happened around 3:30. If you go back and rewind the Free Odyssey app, we brought up this interview to him and his voice went up about 7 octaves. He repeated that, you know, he respects us, but, you know, he's aiming for the top. Mm-hmm. But then again, we host Afternoon Drive and we're putting him on the air. I thought it'd be funny to confront him with it. Mm-hmm. And I saw him afterwards. I went over to tell him I still love them, give him a hug, all that kind of stuff.
Still dejected.
He looks very shaken.
Yeah.
Very shaken.
Yeah, we're at it again. Yeah. Making everybody uncomfortable.
And then we're going to make Elliot uncomfortable at 5:30.
Yeah, because again, I didn't tell him what he's coming on for, which always gets his back up.
Well, and ESPN is on tonight at 6 o'clock. Two
him
hours
DK.
Of Elliot with DK.
Devin I will
Kaney
say,
is
though,
the guest tonight. Yep.
Broads,
mm-hmm.
I know you're still listening somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Set of stones on you, kid.
Oh, yes.
A set of stones on you. It's one thing to be ambitious.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. You better be mindful. Mindful. mindful.
Well, it's one thing if I'm saying
we don't watch yourself. Listen, we don't take these chairs lightly.
No.
We don't take these chairs lightly. Again, wonderful. You aspire
yes.
to be there. Tread lightly. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
Tread lightly.
Don't worry. He's replacing me, not you.
True.
Yeah. You're not replaceable.
Yep.
You're not replaceable. This is a unit.
Okay. All right. That sounds like a clip, by the way, yep. as well. This is a unit.
So we're all one, man.
I thought it was great radio, but I am inside. I'm a little worried that we damaged Broads moving forward for Flyers and 50.
So I'm definitely worried about that, too.
He couldn't but even also, do it afterwards.
We got to lock in.
Yes.
We do. Yeah.
We got to lock in.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You know, it's okay to aspire.
You're not done. You're not letting him off the ground, are you?
Well, once Spike opened the door for me, yeah, I'm walking through it.
Well, it's funny. I gently closed the door, and then while we're talking, you're like, huh? You opened the door again.
Yep.
You're like, he didn't lock it.
Nope.
This door's not locked.
Exactly. All right. We love you, bro.
Yeah, we love you, but, you know.
But watch yourself.
Yeah. Go after Jillio. All right. Well, the Eagles Insider Power, the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings coming up soon. 215-592-9494. CJ in Texas, you're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
What's good, gentlemen?
What's up, CJ?
How y'all doing this afternoon?
What's up, man?
What up, CJ?
Not much. Hey, let me say this. You just moved into your neighborhood. You do not want to piss them kids off and be labeled
exactly.
in the house that they don't mess with. I'm telling you, hey, this is not what you want for no kids in your neighborhood. You want to get on their good side.
I'll go get some organic chocolate on my way home.
No, go get some candy, dude.
Yeah.
Go get some candy. Open up. Hey, you can have both, man. You can have both because you'll be kind of tailoring the both. The parents will be like, okay, he's kind of cool. So are you taking your kids out or are you just going to be there at the house?
He actually taking his kids out. He's taking the kids out, and I think his parents or his in-laws are giving out the candy.
No, my parents are going on vacation this weekend.
Oh.
It's Walker's third Halloween.
Yeah.
It's Sonny's first Halloween. Well, nowhere to be found. What are we doing?
Well, you may notice, CJ, when you listen to the show on Friday, that this guy likes Halloween so much, he's not even going to be on the show for half the show.
We haven't even got to that
and he's
part.
Not even coming to work.
Wow, why don't you have Broads
Seriously,
produce
on
me?
On football Friday?
Produce the show.
Yeah, well, because Broads is above that. I think we found that out as well.
We found that out. Yeah,
I didn't push your buttons.
Yeah, you didn't think a lot about your spot on the show.
Well, I know, which was totally of all the disrespect that happened.
Exactly, that was probably the most disrespectful.
We know you guys are fine.
Yeah.
This is he looked. He damn near spat on me.
Yeah. And I made a best show ever joke, and he didn't even notice it until you made it a second time.
I know
because he was so twisted.
Yeah. We landed that plane, though.
Yeah, we did. We did. We did. It worked. The bit worked, even if we ruined a relationship forever.
Hey, anyway. Bros, let yours hang. Don't let them scare you. You coming for that number one spot.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Keep coming.
You like Kobe?
That's right.
He went out the mic.
He went out the mic. You're damn right he did. You're right.
You got to respect it.
Yep.
But, Jack, I'm being for real, man. The best thing you can do is open up your garage. You said you was out there hammering or something just to let people know that you're a man. Open up your garage, get some Surfside or something, throw them in a cooler.
Miller Lite.
And when the parents come through, hand them a Surfside, let the kids get some candy. Just make it a good experience to ingratiate yourself in the neighborhood. Because if not, you don't want to be 10 years from now. Them kids remember you. Through the next 10 years, egging your house and throwing TV when they become teenagers.
As long as their pasture is eggs. But, yeah, no, so I do agree with you. You know, I want to be a neighborhood guy. I got a taste of being a neighborhood guy over the weekend. We had our first, big get-together. That might be my, you know, I might be throwing parties. So
you
want to
get together in the neighborhood?
Oh, we're going to get together, carved pumpkins?
Wow.
Come on, man.
Y'all card.
But you can't do that giving out big noodle-looking candy, man. You can't do that.
Yeah, he can't.
Them
he
kids,
can't
them
do
kids
it.
Gonna brand you, man. They gonna remember. Them kids gonna be like, man, forget that dude. And you half and half on the birds, too. They gonna, hey.
Yeah, you got all just type saying, of wrong man, things you, going.
Why well, put on a good acting bitch. Job about the Eagles and the neighborhood?
Oh, you do you act like this is all a bit?
I just don't bring them up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Egg his house.
As long as they're pasteurized.
Egg his house. Free range?
I'm just saying.
All right, CJ.
Oh, man.
All right, CJ. Thank you for the call. Yeah.
Hand out the brew. So y'all there carving pumpkins, huh?
Yeah, well, I don't carve pumpkins, but it was the idea to all get.
Who was carving them?
Oh, kids were carving them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't let Walt carve.
Well, he stuck the thing in. Relax. He stuck the little knife carve thing in the pumpkin and tried to cut, but that was about it.
Now I'm starting to worry about the candy selection at my house because I do not have any chocolate options. So
you went strictly. You went all candy.
I went all fruity options?
Yeah, so I have. Nice, Jack. So I have
easy.
Yeah, I went to like the restaurant supply place to get the big packs of everything. We have Skittles. I have Sour Patch Kids. I have Starburst.
Okay.
I have Lifesaver gummies.
Oh, okay.
I have different flavor Skittles. Like it's mostly that.
Yeah.
And because every time
the hard candy.
Yeah. Well, the chewy candy, all the fruity chewy candy. The every
Starburst is the winner.
Yeah. Every time. Well, kids love Skittles.
What's your go-to Starburst?
Strawberry.
Really? A lot of people say that.
Yeah, I think it's the worst
one. I always say cherry.
Cherry, strawberry, lemon.
I love the lemon.
Shout out Trey Turner. My ranking is cherry, lemon, orange, strawberry.
Strawberry.
Every time we would have the selection up in North Jersey, because we had a very busy Halloween up there, it would be the chocolate stuff we'd have left. Mm-hmm. And if the kids had a choice between the Skittles and the chocolate, they would always take the Skittles and the Sour Patch Kids. So I said, what am I even getting that for? So I got all the other stuff.
Believe me, it's going to be gone.
Yeah, they're going to. Yeah. I think they'll
deal. You're not giving out organic gummies.
Right,
They're going to take
with
it.
With pig hoof in it.
Yeah.
Debatable on that.
It's not debatable. Yeah. There's no debate.
Yeah, I just went and grabbed all of the fun size candy bars.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be getting the variety pack.
Yeah, well, I know that, you know, they do the 2-for-1.
Yes.
So you buy one, get one half off, something like that.
Let's do the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
So, you know, there's a huge story going on from an Eagles Insider perspective. Jack, let me just check this before I say anything off. I say anything wrong. Who broke the Michael Carter trade?
Schefter.
Okay. All right. So it was national.
Yes.
So here we have
another one.
Yes. So I'm going to speak to the Eagles local media, who I have a great respect for. They work very hard, but they're all wormed up, right? Here we have. We are 6 days from the trade deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand if you're not going to get the scoop, because oftentimes the agent gives it to the national person. I get it.
Okay.
But you could work on rumors. And every national person has reported in some way, shape, or form about A.J. Brown trade rumors. I ask you this. Why has not one local beat writer for the Philadelphia Eagles had anything on that or even addressed it? I know it's probably not going to happen, but to say that it's not a story and it's not possible is Looney Tunes. It's Looney Tunes, and if you want to win Insider of the Year, you can't just turn a blind eye to the biggest potential story for the team. Am I right?
Yep.
I mean, they should have something.
Yes.
They should go at great. I'm glad you did a whole column on who you're going to trade Keely Ringo to. I don't care. No one, it'll be interesting. We'll talk about it when it happens. But like, how could you not even explore and make some phone calls?
You got to be on the lookout now.
You have to.
Yeah.
You won an Eagles Insider of the Year. Nobody locally,
nobody.
You know,
man.
Wormed up. Remember who pays your paycheck. The Athletic pays your paycheck. The Philly Voice pays your paycheck. The Inquirer pays your paycheck. Odyssey
pays your paycheck.
Pays your paycheck.
In terms of one guy.
The Eagles do not. They're not. If you report an A.J. Brown trade rumor, I promise you, you're still going to get to ask a question on Mondays for your story in the Nick Sirianni press conference. I promise you, they're not going to revoke your press pass. Do a little work. Here's the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings as of now. And you'll notice something, Ike. You'll notice a lack of something.
Okay.
Number five, Mike Garafolo. Mike Garafolo reported on the A.J. Brown trade rumors last weekend.
Mike G.
Number four, Adam Schefter. He was the first one to report
Shefty.
On the A.J. Brown trade rumors. He said that it is unlikely, but they will listen to offers. It would take a blockbuster offer.
Surprise, Shefty's not higher.
Well, he was number, I think he was number one last week.
Okay. Yeah.
He was number one last week, and everybody else was on the text chain was number two.
And he doesn't care about our stupid list.
He does not.
Nope, he doesn't.
Number three, Elliot Shore Parks. Why Elliot? Mm. Well, he is the reigning champion, and at least he will address the A.J. Brown trade rumors when we talk to him.
Yes.
Number two is Jeff McClain. Jeff McClain had the story about Big Dom taking Cam Scataboo, cheesesteaks, and pizza.
Ah.
It's something. You know, and I would say this.
Yeah.
McClain's probably not scared of the A.J. Brown story like all these other guys.
How do we feel about Big Dom's choice of cheesesteak?
Oh, I'm not involved in that. I can't eat cheesesteak.
Did it come out where it was from?
Yeah.
Or where was it? Oh, it was Skinny Joey's, wasn't it?
No.
Was it Pat's Gino's?
No, I think it was Angelo's.
Oh. Well,
streets are saying it's the best. I don't know.
Streets are?
Yeah, well,
I'm a Skinny Joey guy.
Right.
Oh, well,
you made yourself clear.
Yeah,
in that.
The streets told Ike who his favorite was. Danny and Angelo's great guy. The Angelo's great dude, great place. Obviously, I can't eat any of that stuff anymore.
But yeah, I was going to say, how would you know?
Well,
as a former fat guy,
former fat guy, I can look at the pictures.
Can you still taste it, though?
Oh yeah,
I mean, remembering how it tastes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't. I ate plenty in my day. Trust me. Yeah. So yeah, and I didn't get this evolution of the cheesesteak.
Yeah.
Where everything. I know you're not a seeded roll guy, but everything now is the seeded roll. Tons and tons of finely chopped meat.
Oh, finely chopped meat.
And the Cooper Sharp American cheese.
Yeah.
That's what everybody. That's not what it was when I was before I was vegan.
I'm still an American.
Yeah, the Whiz Wit.
Yeah, Whiz Wit.
See, I never went Whiz.
I've had it when I first got here. That's,
yeah.
My first place was Geno's, I think.
Of course.
Either Geno's or Pat's.
Classic outsider.
Yeah, that's where.
I was Pat's.
That's going to say that's where Harold took us.
Yeah.
Me and Trot. Harold Carmichael.
We had Larry's. Larry's right there across the street from my high school. Larry's in West Philly there.
But I wanted to go to that one because of the Boys to Men video.
The video.
Yes.
Yeah. And the,
I've always been American cheese and fried onions.
Okay.
I haven't gotten on the Cooper Sharp train yet.
Well,
yeah, Cooper Sharp.
Well,
with
Cooper
the fried
Sharp
onions.
Is American cheese, Jack.
Uh-oh.
Wait, really?
Yes.
No, hold on.
It is Cooper Sharp American.
Right. I'm just talking about the traditional American cheese.
It is American cheese.
But it's not American cheese. No, you are a moron.
It is just like cheddar has a sharp cheddar and a less sharp cheddar.
Mouth
American
cheddar.
Is what's that?
That's mild cheddar.
Yeah, yes. It is American cheese.
But is Cooper not a type of cheese?
No, it's a brand.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Dude, I thought there was a cheese called Cooper. I thought it's Cooper Sharp.
It's Cooper Sharp American cheese.
Okay.
I don't even eat it. How do I know?
Because you know all this nonsense.
Because I watch a lot of TikTok videos. Number one of the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings is Diana Rossini, who has been all over this.
Hold up.
Yeah. A truth teller.
Yeah.
Truth teller.
She's been on it from the beginning.
Team Rossini.
Yeah. Oh, man. The whole city is mad at Diana Rossini.
Well, she's brave enough to report the stories people want to hear.
Or don't want to hear.
But she's brave.
Yes.
I give her credit.
And she stuck to her guns.
Yes. Pat
she's probably going to be right in the end.
In the end, yeah. Yes. Pat in Denver, you're on WIP. What's up, Pat?
Jack, just put those stupid things in the trash and get some real candy to give out.
No.
You got a year to be a neighborhood guy, and that year is all you got. If you're going to stay more than a year, you're going to get painted with the brush of...
I think the other parents appreciate my stand.
I don't think they will.
I don't think they will.
And I don't
will.
Think the kids will either.
Yes.
And Spike, you got a good leg to stand on here because that was a strong candy lineup, but not all that candy is vegan, right?
Well, I'm not. So you, I'm not.
Well,
eating
he's
it.
Not eating it.
I'm not eating it. Yeah.
I know you're not eating it, but you could take a stance where,
oh, yes.
hey, I'm vegan. I'm
yes.
only giving out vegan candy. But
yes,
you're
I do not do
that.
No, he's smart. Yes.
Yeah. Well, because it's not
yeah,
just like with Jack. It's not about me. It's about them. It's about,
it's
you
about
know.
The kids.
Yes.
It's
yeah.
about the kids.
Yes. And so, if they want to murder pig after pig after pig after pig after
yeah,
pig,
that's
who
fine.
Are smarter than dogs, let them do it. They'll grow up. They'll learn the truth.
How do people not know gelatin comes from animals, by the way?
Yeah,
well.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So this intervention thing, man, I don't want Jack on Team Jalen. I don't want him on Team Jalen.
It's not about Team Jalen, though. It's about him being able to acknowledge
yes.
when he's good so he can enjoy the Eagles again and cheer for him. You want Jack to hate the Eagles?
Yeah. You know why?
Why?
Bryce Harper, because look what he did to Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper is his boy. It's his man crush. And now Bryce Harper is, you know, on the verge of being traded out of here. I don't want the mush Jack to turn Jalen into a mediocre quarterback.
Well, yeah, but... I love Jalen. He is the best quarterback in the league. This is not to mush him at all. He's probably the MVP front runner, and I hope he wins the award.
Listen, Jack, you just admit it. I used to think it was a bit for the longest time, and you just admitted that you rooted against him in the Super Bowl.
Only
How
the
was
dagger.
That possible? How is that possible?
Huh.
Also, I got to hype up Broads here, man. You guys, he was a deer in the headlights. When
yeah, well,
when
welcome. Well, look,
off.
Man, somebody wants to be afternoon drive. You better be ready to have uncomfortable moments and, you know, deer in the headlights. I'm trying
been,
to, this is the major leagues over here, man.
That's right.
You know,
Broads, as your chief hype man, go out there and get it, but you should have been ready for them to bring the heat to you today after putting that out there. And I don't, when you say watch where you step, watch your back, I'm like, oh boy. So, you know, listen.
I got to mark my territory in here, Pat.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Hey, all the young bucks are coming for
yeah.
us, man. I mean, no one's not replaceable, man.
That's right. Yeah,
everyone's
that's right.
replaceable.
That's right.
So you make one misstep, and Broads is ready to step in. Broads got some talent. You know, he's a young buck, and he's putting his stuff out there.
Well,
so.
He is.
Well, Pat, here's what I want Broads to know. I just spent a lot of money fixing up this house. I ain't going anywhere. You know, I told
I
Val,
nowhere.
We are not only are we dying in this house, our next lives will also be in this house.
Wolf of Wall Street, Beetlejuice style, yeah.
Yes.
I ain't going nowhere. But
nowhere.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah. Broads works his ass off. He deserves everything he gets, man.
Yes. He does.
So, that's not the point.
Yeah.
It totally
Jack,
is not.
Jack, go get some real candy. I'll talk to you guys.
It is real candy.
Right. See you, Pat.
Getting candy back to its roots.
This segment has been presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. The rest of the evening here, now we go to 6. We have the Top 5 of 5 coming up at 5 o'clock. Then at 5:30, Elliot will join us because we have something important that we need to discuss with Elliot. Just
Elio!
We got to keep him accountable. And then at 6 o'clock, ESPN, Go Birds Evenings, Elliot's new show from 6 to 8.
Mm-hmm. With Devin.
His guest tonight will be...
You got Scoops in the house?
Devin Caney.
Wow.
Yes.
I wonder if Scoops giving any pushback. See, you can't just let Elliot just roam free for 2 hours,
Yeah, but
man.
Are they also going to be the most... should we rename it the Worm Hours?
Yeah.
Oh, these two.
Right.
Well, can Devin, I mean, with that job, can you...
Right.
You have to be
warmed
up, right?
She has to be a worm,
right?
Yes.
Because you're not warmed up. You get there on the sideline, you're going to get a side eye.
Yeah.
Big Dom's
going
to trip you.
Or worse.
Or worse. You might dad has a broken leg. You know?
Well,
who knows if it was Big
right.
Dom or not.
But then he'll bring you cheese sticks.
Just kidding, Big Dom. Just kidding, Big Dom. Please.
We're all having a good time.
Yeah, we're all having a good time. Skinny
not
Joe's.
At his expense.
Yes. Yeah, no. I was going to say Skinny Joe's the best, but it's clearly Angelo's, so
who knows?
What's coming up in the top five of five, Jay?
Other interventions that need to happen here at WIP.
I like that.
Other interventions. Well, I will be on the list.
Oh, yes, you sure. are. Yeah.
Sure. Ike will be on the list.
No, I couldn't find one for Ike, really.
I'm okay.
I don't know, Jim.
It's like he just heard it for the first time this week.
Well, have you noticed? He could very easily get a clip of that, but he loves saying it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way more fun.
You want to do it one more time? All right. 215-592-9494.
Get a little higher.
Yep. The top five at five is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.